Hello, it's time for Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley, and I'll be serenading you for the next half hour with music from the King of Instruments. Frankie Carl's 1939 hit for Glenn Miller, Sunrise Serenade, played there by the late Hubert Selby, co-founder of the Cinema Organ Society, on the Wurlitzer of Burton-on-Trent Town Hall. That was recorded by yours truly for an LP release in 1977, shortly before Hubert returned permanently to Australia and before I emigrated to Los Angeles the following year. Today, it's all serenades for Hot Pipes, but that doesn't mean all ballads. One of the most famous has to be the Donkey Serenade, written by Rudolf Frimmel and Herbert Stothart, reworked from Frimmel's 1917 song Chanson. This is Walt Stroni's spirited 1978 track, taped on the Wurlitzer in the long-closed Organstop Pizza in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you. The Donkey Serenade, Waltz Stroni and the Wurlitzer in the original Organstadt Pizza in Phoenix. In 1924, shortly before his death, Victor Herbert published his suite of serenades, Chinese, Spanish, Oriental, and this, the Cuban Serenade, which Lynn Larson included on his Paradise Revisited CD, recorded on the massive San Filippo residence Wurlitzer in Barrington, Illinois. The Delightful Cuban Serenade by Victor Herbert. From Cuba to a Wealthy Widow. British jazz pianist, bandleader and arranger Reginald Forsyth wrote a number of jazzy novelty pieces in the 1930s and 40s, the best known of which are Dodging a Divorcee, Garden of Weed, and, to continue today's theme, Serenade for a Wealthy Widow. This is Gerald Shaw on the Compton in the Odeon Leicester Square from a concert recording LP released in 1970. Thank you. Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenade, and the unmistakable stylings of Reginald Dixon and the Blackpool Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer from a 1961 Columbia album, Reg at the Tower, his first stereo LP for EMI. Light music arranger and conductor Ronald Binge was most famous for his invention of Mantovani's cascading strings, but he also composed a number of his own pieces, some of which were used by the BBC for theme music. This is Len Rawl and the Moller in Organ Builders Lockhoff, Weikersheim, Germany, with Ronald's Elizabethan Serenade, which was the theme tune for a popular 1950s BBC series, Music Tapestry, as well as play-out music for the British Forces Network Radio. Elizabethan Serenade, Len Rawl and the Organ Builders Lockhoff Moller. If you listen regularly to my shows, you'll know that I've always had a soft spot for theatre pipes and other instruments, and especially for Billy Thorburn's The Organ, The Dance Band and Me. The organ was mostly supplied by H. Robinson Cleaver and the EMI Studio Compton in St. John's Wood, North London, and usually a vocal refrain added extra colour to the sides. The Echo of a Serenade was no exception, with a vocal by popular band singer Bob Dale. Thank you.
hearts were beating, beating to the music, while a gypsy played. Through the years I've wandered, dreaming of you, darling, praying you'll remember. Love will never fade. Living with a memory, hearing in my reverie just the sad, sweet echo.
The Organ, the Dance Band and Me with The Echo of a Serenade, recorded most probably in the late 1930s, just one of many sides cut in the EMI studios all the way into the early 1950s. The last of today's serenades come from 1931, Penthouse Serenade, subtitled When We're Alone. One of the original UK recordings came from Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Orpheans with an Al Boley vocal, but there have been countless more since, of course. One of the best arrangements that I have on theatre pipes comes from Leroy Lewis and the Wurlitzer from the Fabian Theatre, Hoboken, New Jersey, that Leroy helped to install in the Surf City Hotel on Long Beach Island, New Jersey. Penthouse Serenade, When We're Alone, from a Leroy Lewis LP of 1959. That's all the serenading I can muster in this half hour, I'm afraid. So until next time, this is Steve Ashley at Hot Pipes, wishing you a fond farewell. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.